Welcome back, you guys, to Elastic Conversations. I'm your boy, Juwan, right here with my girl to my left. You're going to go ahead and say who you are today.
I'm Keisha.
Oh, you say it like people just supposed to know.
The Keisha.
No, I'm saying it like, because
I'm Keisha.
Well, you just need to say I'm Juwan. I'm Keisha. I'm B.
Oh, I'm V. Okay.
Okay. It's up to like.
Okay. Well, I'm Juwan.
I'm V.
And we are Elastic Conversations. So, welcome back today.
Welcome back. Y'all.
See how we was on. You. What? We was on point. Didn't we just both say welcome back?
No.
Oh, God.
I said welcome, y'all.
Okay, what we going to sing? You going to sing? You ready? So, welcome back, you guys.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
And cut. What? So, it's been a really interesting week this week with the weather and everything and stuff. Because.
It's a lot of stuff.
Get a jar.
Yes.
And you got to put a dollar in it every time you
every
say
Every time
it.
I say everything and
oh
stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't have a word that you say a lot?
Oh, my gosh.
Honestly. But, yeah, the weather has been kind of interesting. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's that sick, I'm about to get the flu, my throat itch, I can't breathe through my nose type of weather. I can't stand it. You got the heat on during the day. The air on during the day. And the heat on during the night. True. And then you go outside, you cold and your house was warm. And then you go and it's like, ooh. And then you be deciding not to wash your hair and stuff. Like it be too much. It controls your life. And then you'll have on a sweater. And then before it's time to leave, you're trying to rip stuff off because you're sweating.
Dressing in layers.
Ooh.
All
dressing
day. In layers.
All day.
But have y'all had a pretty interesting week?
Mm-hmm.
How's work, Keisha?
Oh, no. I'm stressed.
Oh, is that cup filled? Make sure her cup
Her cup is filled. Well, it was.
Oh,
we're right like, we're 2 minutes stressed. In and it's halfway.
But you know, in the midst of my stress, the Lord always shows up and shows out.
Okay.
So, you know, this too shall pass.
Will it pass though?
Yeah.
Or will you pass?
No, I won't.
She'll pass the test.
I sure will.
She'll
Thanks,
pass
friend.
The test. And the storms will go.
So you put in an extra hours at work?
Yes, we're getting ready for an audit. And so we're trying to, you know, make sure our, what is it, dot our I's and cross our T's, everything's in order.
And
so
that it's not an Enron type of a situation.
Oh, my God.
I asked her today.
Almost is.
No, I asked her today, well, are y'all burning documents?
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Okay, what are you doing that you're so stressed?
Clocking in. Shit, it started the minute you clock in.
I mean, because you never know. So, and for you, how's your week been?
You know what? My week has been interesting. Mostly been focused on the children. They run the house. I have one in every age group. So anything besides that? Oh, I've been on social media, enjoying social media. I've been trying to get into them NFTs. So anybody know about them NFTs?
Mm-hmm.
Hit me up. I'm trying to figure it out about the Bitcoin and the crypto and the Ethereum and all that stuff. So anyways, I've been trying to study up on that.
Mm-hmm.
And just living, trying to stay peaceful and balanced.
Okay, for the living.
You know, mommy and working and life. It's
a hard balance.
It's a hard balance. It takes a lot of balance. And that's why this cup is running over today.
Yeah, look, I have an hour to run it for my cup
okay.
over.
Then
I have to be a mom.
Is it still to run it?
It is.
It's
Dang,
not.
You ladies.
Ooh. What? It's been a hard 3 days.
Hello? Shit. We got little people that get on our nerves, okay? Them little people will tap dance on that last nerves. But we love them.
Mm-hmm. I know. Mine just left today, so
Oliver
is gone. My baby is gone, so I am no longer a dad at the moment. So it's me time.
He's gonna be single in them streets. He don't have a leash, y'all.
It's me time.
Hit him up.
I never really had a one, but
I'm talking about Oliver's leash.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
What you been around my neck? How am I supposed to know? No, as for me, this past week I have done pretty much nothing but work.
Okay. You've been on the grind.
I've been
adulting.
You've been adulting.
I've been adulting, mm-hmm. And I've been enjoying.
Have you been bathing?
You said
if my head wasn't beaming, I'd be screaming.
Anybody that has not watched the previous episode, it's because I believe that you should not bathe every day. And
he thinks he's a baby. Do you have eczema?
My skin is amazing. Okay?
It really is. Though.
My skin is amazing.
I'm starting to think it's secret, my
Because
be
I do
secret.
Not bathe every day. No, I have not been bathing every day.
Y'all, this is the man that's being your waiter and bringing your food.
Bring your food straight up. What you need?
But he gets the good spots.
Okay, so but what you need? Matters. I hit the good spots.
That's what matters.
And you know, I do wash my hands and everything. But no, I haven't really been doing too much of anything besides working, coming home, and watching this new show called Yellowstone, you guys. It is so good.
What channel?
It's on Peacock.
Oh, you've been on this Peacock ever since Bel-Air.
No, Peacock is so good. And it got Kevin Costner in it. It's with some cowboys and stuff like that. I want my African-American people to watch it. It's almost like Power.
Whoa.
But here's the thing. It's Power, but for cowboys. Okay, you know what I'm saying? And the land is the drugs. Okay, and the horses are the cars. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it's really good.
It's pretty good.
It's so damn
And what
good.
Is it called? Yellowstone?
Yellowstone.
I'm going to have to check that one
Yellowstone.
Out.
Yellowstone. It's based out of Montana and everything. But today we're going to do something different, you guys. So we are going to basically be pulling a bunch of questions out of, it's not a hat. Not a bucket. It is this Tito's handmade vodka, Austin, Texas back.
That is my drink, and my drink came in this bag. And I thought this was so cute. Juwan was like, we're going to put everything in there.
Yes.
So we got questions that we all wrote down. We balled them up into little balls. We shook them up a little bit, and we're going to each pull one or two or maybe three. And we're going to answer them randomly.
And then one of the reasons why we kind of came up with it, and I know I was thinking it because I'm like, we were gone for a minute, and there's a lot of people that are just now starting to tune in and really don't know who we are, maybe our personalities or things or how we think. So this is a good way to kind of get our perspectives on some questions that I might have found on the internet. I might have found on TV.
Social media.
They might have ran across my head. It might have been a TikTok or something like that.
You do your TikToks. I love them.
I love your TikToks. Oh my God.
I just got started. I have like 4 posts. But one of my TikToks got 500 views. I was a little excited. I know that's not a lot because my daughter get like 200,000. But
how many likes did he get?
Absolutely none. I think the most likes I've ever got was like 8. So 8 people
that's
liked
good.
It. Okay,
that's
8 people liked it and 500 watched it.
That's good.
So they like it, but they ain't liking it.
No. They like it.
They watching, but they ain't liking it or something. You know what to say. I don't know.
They watching. They watching.
And that was the first day I turned my shit on public.
8 of them like.
Well, see, you should have been on public.
I think so.
What, on private?
Everything was on, that was on private TikTok because I made my kids private. And I was like, wait a minute, what am I doing then? And then my dude challenged me. He was like, let's put it on public and see what happens. So I did the Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana.
Oh, is that what that was?
Hannah Montana. No. That's the one I got 500 on.
No, yeah, I saw it. I think I liked it.
I tried. And I thought for it to be on public for 2 hours to get like 500.
That's
likes.
Really good.
Is it really good?
Yeah.
I might keep it on public then. So then I can roast y'all asses on public.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because we're going to talk about fake families today. Oh, yeah, y'all know I'm going to blast some ass.
Okay.
Yes, I can't wait to let it loose. You know how you be holding on to something?
Okay, well, hold on to this shit right now. Because right now what we're going to do is we're going to start. So right now what we're going to do right now is we're going to start
pulling some questions
out the bag.
This is crazy.
And
this is crazy.
How I believe it should go is the person that's reading the question should probably go last.
I'm confused.
Uh-oh. I'll be here drinking.
Damn.
Wait, what? I thought if we pulled it, we read it and answer it. No?
Oh, are we all not answering?
What the fuck? I don't, what is, I,
everyone must you, answer a question to be in this show.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. We're all pulling. I thought what we pull, we answer.
Are we each?
Not the one question.
Oh, we're not?
Oh, was that?
I think we should. Like, oh, so you want us to answer. Everybody answers the question.
The one question.
I like that. I think everybody gives their answer to the question.
Everybody's answer is going
to
be kind of different.
And then just pull the shit.
Okay, and I think you should pull first. So Keisha's going to pull first.
Why?
Well, you're not. That doesn't mean you're not answering first. Read it to her.
Oh. Am I ready for this?
Probably, yes.
I hope it's nothing crazy. I'm not giving age or weight.
Whose handwriting is this?
Wait, what does it say?
What type of partner are you?
That strong look was like, damn, I feel like I was back in school. Well, we've been over this because on the first episode, we talked about what I like.
You're a taker. I'm a taker.
I'm a I'm a selfish lover. I like to be catered to. And but I also reciprocate. I've gotten better ever since y'all got on my ass. I've gotten better. I've been getting gifts and giving gifts.
We just tell you, like, what?
You well, you know, it, y'all, give. Y'all were like, damn, what kind of girlfriend are you?
Because you don't even say thank you.
No, it's he really, said yeah. She doesn't do shit.
It's so difficult. I'm like, thanks. Like, not to even say.
Oh, that's how you are now?
I'm a Capricorn. But listen, I've been doing better.
Mm-hmm.
And I like gifts. I like gifts. And
you've been doing better. I have. Not.
let me see. How have I been doing better?
I've been doing better. I still like gifts. That shit ain't changed.
Okay.
Look, as I reiterate, yeah, that's the kind of lover I am. But I show love in a compassionate, emotional, connecting way. So I get gifts, and then I give that gift of real love.
Oh, give me a gift. Thank you.
And then I'll give you this gift of real love.
Which is what? What is real love?
Well, the compromising. Ooh,
I'm searching for a real love.
Don't make me do the Mary. Okay.
Someone.
I've been wanting to get up now. I love Mary. I just feel like I've been giving more. Like, if I get something from the kitchen, I'll get something too for them.
Because you're in there.
Because I'm trying. Damn it.
Okay, we'll leave you alone.
Because I'm trying.
I'm in here. What do you want?
Okay. No, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? So I understand. I'm progressing because the best apology is changed behavior. So I'm doing better.
That is true.
What kind of lover are you, Keisha Moses?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Partner? Okay, is this a twofold question or is this just a relationship question?
It's just however you kind of want to answer it because it's your own perspective of how it came across.
Okay, well,
I would say your lover. Like, what type of lover are you?
Partner. Relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Not business partner.
Because
not your accountability partner.
Not your damn gym partner.
Not your gym partner.
No, I was just asking. Because I'm, you know.
Okay, no.
That was a clarification.
As a partner.
Yeah.
As a girlfriend.
As a girlfriend. I think I'm awesome. You know, I have no flaws. I'm just playing.
That was the best answer ever.
I have no flaws.
None.
I'm just playing. I think that I'm very attentive. Mm-hmm. I'm very present.
Ooh. Are you omnipresent?
No, I'm not everywhere. Jesus. This dummy.
Y'all, is it? I'm not giving y'all no more Tito's.
Okay, but no, I think that I'm very present. I'm not selfless.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sexy. Okay.
I'm a great communicator.
Ooh.
So yeah, I think I do have some issues, you know, with my insecurities and different things like that. But
all women.
Overall, I think I'm a great partner.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Are you open to new things?
Such as what? Not a threesome. What do you want?
Oh God! You not read open. My mind. No, Keisha. I was saying, like, are you open to like the challenges that your partner have? Are you open to like
being support? Okay. And you know, today we actually had a conversation about that. And it was very nice. It was very pleasant to be able to voice our concerns without arguing, but just actually communicate, you know, I have an issue with this. Well, how do we change this?
Yeah. So all about resolution.
So what, you know, the phone hung up at that point.
That was the Lord cutting y'all off. Like, y'all did that. Let's not ruin it.
Let's not ruin it.
But it started. Right?
It started. And it was very pleasant. And, you know, I think every relationship, you need that communication about if you feel some type of way, you ought to have an open sounding, but, you know, and be able to say whatever it is that you want to say, regardless of how it's going to affect the other one, but I don't think you should hold on to anything that's affecting you emotionally. So
yeah, because you could actually be coming with some good ideas on making the relationship better.
Yeah.
Instead of holding it in. So what about you, Mr. Juwan?
Oh, what kind of partner am I?
Oh, let's get into it. I feel like you're about to get into it. That posture.
I mean, to me, the best.
I'm husband material.
I am husband material. Okay. I truly am. It's funny that you said that because I'm extremely attentive.
Mm-hmm.
I pay attention to everything. I am 100% present. I am reciprocal. too, as well.
Okay.
I'm adventurous.
I see you backflipping on the railroad tracks.
And we'll do it while the train's coming. While
the train's with the picture snapping.
Oh, yes.
I loved it.
Yes, yes. I'm adventurous, exciting. I'm everything that I need to be in that moment.
I feel like my shit went deep enough.
The present moment actually literally requires. I value my time in it. So if it's something that is an issue, then I don't think that anything cannot be worked out.
You put your all into it from the beginning to the end.
I truly do.
I love it.
I truly do. So I'm nourishing. In so many different ways.
I bet you've changed a lot of people.
I'm fulfilling.
For good. I love it.
I am fulfilling.
Keisha, I feel like I was slacked on my answer. This is so...
I don't. I'm perfect.
No, and, but you know...
You used two of my adjectives, didn't you hear?
But you know, but I'm not perfect, but I'm imperfectly perfect in the way that I am, and I'm confident in the love that I can give.
Ooh.
Truly, I am confident in the love that I can give, and
I feel like I should do this at the end of that show.
Yes, and as you should.
And that was a word.
Pull another question out the bag.
I'm doing
okay.
I'm doing this one.
He's gonna pull.
Did y'all see that?
That was a good answer. That was some good answers.
That was some good answers.
You might be my soulmate. My twin flame. You might be my twin flame. You're attentive. I'm attentive.
You said let's get married, but we just have to.
Ooh, and y'all got beautiful kids already.
Yes.
That ass. No.
Keisha, did you just break wind?
Did you?
No, that's the cheer jacket.
No, baby.
As long as we don't smell it, I'm good.
If she smells it, if I smell it, then that means
read
I taste
the question, Vanessa.
Okay, let me tell y'all.
Okay, what is the question?
Should a man pucker up or ask for a kiss?
What?
Should a man pucker up or should he ask for a kiss?
I feel like you want to fuck this one.
I did. And the reason, no, it's not a song. The reason why I said that, because I was reading something and it said that some women feel that if a man, like, let's just say you're coming off of a first date or something like that, do you feel like the man should ask for a kiss if he could kiss you, or should he just pucker up? And do you feel that it's sexy, or is it a turn off for a man to come at you puckered up for a kiss?
Ooh, okay. I got something for that one. It would be, that's all I was thinking, based on a vibe. Cause if vibe is good and you getting me all, I'm feeling the heartbeat in my vajayjay and I'm getting all excited and stuff, then I'm like, go in for it. Go in for it. Give me a kiss. Go in for it. Feel the vibe. Let's connect. I like spontaneous shit. You know what I'm saying? So if you vibe and I'm feeling it, we feeling it. Shit. We might have had some drinks or whatever we doing and you lean in and give mama that kiss. I think it's okay. But you better be reading my energy now. Don't be coming in for no kiss, then you know I ain't feeling your ass. Okay, but if I am. But if I am. Bring it in. I ain't got big lips for nothing now. Oh, I likes to kiss. Okay.
Okay.
The right one, especially if I'm feeling good.
Would you turn down the kiss?
I've turned down plenty, yes.
Well, not plenty. I'm talking about your partner.
I don't think
this is for the partner or like some random person. What are you saying?
I thought you were talking about your first date.
I wouldn't,
if my partner came in for a kiss, it depends on what I'm feeling like. If I know they plan and trying to just get a kiss to ice over some bullshit they done did, don't give me no damn kiss. But if you coming in and you being genuine and we vibing as my partner or first date, then yeah, plant one on these lips.
I'm gonna come back to that. Peace. Yeah.
This is the same thing. Like, if don't just come. Yeah. Nigga, what? Hold on, what?
So you prefer doing? Them ask you?
I do. But if, like she said, and it's like, wait.
I do.
But if the vibe is right, and you know, in that moment, if it's that moment, like, say you're slow dancing or you're at the club or something, and you know, it's those
slow
moments.
Dancing, but I'm fucking up in my relationship. We are not slow dancing.
Well, I said this is a first date.
Okay,
like
now
saying,
the first date, well, we better be grumping and grinding.
Shut your ass up and let me answer the question.
Where's my friend going where they slow dance?
But I'm saying when you're in that moment, then yeah, but not just, you just have to, yeah, you know, if the vibe is right, then yeah. But
would you turn down your partner? Like Juwan asked me. Would you turn down your partner? Like I said, when they on their fake shit, yes, I would.
Would you reject this kiss?
Would you reject
if it was fake? Yeah, but if it's
how do you know something's fake?
When it's fake,
we are women and we carry bitches.
Who are you? When you done just pissed me off, or you done
you in a doghouse?
Trying to, yeah, no, get away from me.
Ugh. Damn.
What?
I need to learn this.
We'll see though. Okay, so for me.
Okay.
For me. I don't want you to ask for no kids.
You better lean in and say.
Okay, because no.
Uh-oh. But I'm saying, if you're not in the mood, are you always in the mood for somebody to kiss your mom?
Probably so.
If I'm in a
that was a guess.
I have really sexy lips.
That is not what I said. I said, are you always in the mood for somebody to be
as
on
I
you?
As I wet them up.
Look. Did y'all see that extra lick lip? Okay, LL.
And you know, no, okay. So as a partner, if my partner, even if we just got into a heated debate,
basically Juwan is always hot. That's what's weird.
Okay. I'm not always hot, maybe lukewarm, but even if we just got into a heated debate, the reason why I say that, because I'm the person that's coming in for a kiss after the heated debate.
Oh, that's you. Oh.
I'm the one that's being rejected.
He is always the one in the opposite
I am the one that's being rejected. Because we got into a heated debate, don't you still love me now?
Oh my God. Pull another freaking question.
Is that not
ice
right?
Over.
Look, yeah,
my turn.
Vanessa, didn't you just go?
I did. Look, I want to try to control
and
the situation.
Don't pull one of yours, because this was yours too with that purple hair, right?
The bubbles over the eyes. We know it's you.
Not in fifth grade.
Don't look how he opened it and put
you
it back.
Cheated. I'm
not, don't
I'm
you
not
dare.
To get one of mine. I'm
you better.
These post-its from Romy in the Shadows.
Shut up.
Oh, he better not come with no bullshit. He fucking cheated. And no one's saying anything about it. I feel like I'm standing up for a rigged election.
Okay.
He did. He read it and put one back.
No, I didn't. Okay, so I'm going to read this to Miss V.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Have you...
Damn. Is it a paragraph? I ain't got time.
It's a thesis. Have you forgiven yourself for allowing others to mistreat you?
Ooh. Wow. Always some deep shit. I knew it. We went from sex to this. Let me see.
Okay.
It wasn't roller coaster. Sex. It was a kiss.
But that's, you know what? But that's how relationships go. Friendships, everything. This
everything
coaster.
Is up and down. And I love
Take
it.
Take this ride.
Okay. So have I forgiven myself for allowing people to mistreat me? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Maybe I'm Aryan. I never even blamed myself. I didn't think I needed Wait, what? It was them doing all the mean shit. Like,
you didn't participate at all.
Never. I'm like, Keisha, I was perfect. No, honestly, I'll be honest. Forgiving myself for allowing people to mistreat me. Maybe not, because that might be why I have like some resentment against some people that have mistreated me.
Rage?
Not really rage, but more like I'll cut your ass off real quick.
Okay.
Of thing. So it gets to the point where if I feel like you coming shady, I'm going to forgive myself for letting it happen at once, but it won't happen again. Because I'm one of those people, I'll see your behavior and I'm like, this is not my type of party. Now, the only one that might be able to slide is my kids and anybody living in the house with me. But I'm speaking of other relationships, friendships, family members. I'm going to say that I probably have not. And that may be where the resentment sits in and where I don't even want to deal with it. I just cut the asses off.
Do you have an example of one to where like maybe somebody mistreated you and you allowed it and then you figure maybe you should have said something? Or
I do. And I believe it was probably when I had an issue with a family member. I'm going to say that they would continue to come at me. And I was like, oh, let me slide.
What does come at me mean?
Sabotage, set me up for failure. Well, I mean, like, okay, so I had a cousin to hire me on as, you know, at one of a hospital. Okay. And as soon as I got there, everything was going good. You know, I was very professional. I did my job to a T. Otherwise, they wouldn't have kept me for damn near 2 years. And it was like, for a good example, they would tell me, well, I need you to watch my kids. And I always would watch their kids because I enjoy watching cousins connect. Mm-hmm. And if my house is the fun house and that's where the kids are going to hang out, I love it. So, and if I said no, though, we would get back to work and it would be like a write-up of some sort.
Oh.
And I'm like, so I'm getting retaliated on. So when it kept happening and kept happening, I did not allow myself to process it and say, you know what, V, you should have spoke up real soon. You should have spoke up when your first incident happened, because if you don't, then they'll keep coming at you with the bullshit. I don't care what their title is, CEO, CFO, it don't really matter. As soon as you see the first sign of disrespect, I say nip that shit in the bud. Because what I did was I got so resentful till I started getting mad at myself. Like, why are you allowing somebody to step on you like this and mistreat you and misuse you? And so the resentment would come into where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to cut them off. I'm not, because I shouldn't, we too grown for me to have to tell you how to treat me. Mm. You should already know that respect should be number one in any relationship. So I'm going to say that there has been a lot of times where I have not forgiven myself for allowing people to step all over me. And that's one of the examples.
All right.
Keisha. Let's get into it.
It was my question. Of course.
I love it.
You have?
Oh, that was your question.
Yeah, I wrote it. Mm-hmm.
So you've forgiven yourself?
No.
Oh, me and you are so much alike.
You haven't forgiven yourself for allowing people to mistreat
different,
you?
Yeah, well, with certain people and other people, no.
So give a good example like I did. Like my fuck cousin that tried to fuck over me. Like, let's give a good example.
Me, I just have a big heart. So, I can't change that characteristic, and I'm not going to allow somebody
don't let them change
else to jade that characteristic. But it has made me look at situations differently, whereas prior I would have been like, oh, yeah.
Just
you know, now I'm kind of like, but it's still here. Like, go ahead. You know, you'll get blessed in the long run. But now up here, I'm like,
fuck them.
You know, but I haven't totally forgiven myself for allowing that. Because I should have said something, even though, you know, listening, you feel like with your faith or your parents, you know, you'll get it back. And if you don't
turn
out
the
cheek to give, yeah, then you shouldn't have gave it. And, you know, you shouldn't expect anything in return. So, but I feel like had I forgiven myself for allowing people to use me, It would be it's kind of like a double-edged sword, you know, because it's kind of like, okay, well, then I'm going to be a hard ass, or I'm not going to be giving. I'm not going to be who I am, who I've always been.
Right.
But, you know, it's kind of like you're selfless. It causes issues, or like, you know, you so concerned about others. So, but I have, you know, I have issues with that, or allowing somebody to you being who you are and somebody's continually taking advantage or walking over you because that's what you've always done. So in my mind, that's what you've always done. So you need to continue to do it.
Ooh, I felt that one.
So I kind of like, ooh, that's true. You know, like they say, don't start nothing you can't finish.
Oh,
even when you like, you know, to me, that's a selfish thing for somebody to say. When not even just in a relation, like a romantic relationship, platonic relationship, business relationship.
Friendships.
People, and me and my mama had this conversation. I don't want to veer off from the question, you know.
Oh, no,
but
please.
By all means, go.
Please.
We had this conversation, I think, last night about,
love it.
I think every relationship, someone is a user. Like everyone has used someone in every relationship. And she was like, not me, because I'm a Christian and I go to church and I host Bible study and I host mission and I, you know, I am a nun. We want to donate to the Shriners Hospital and to St. Jude's.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, mama, please. I said, you get on that phone and you do this, you do that, or regardless of what, you don't think of it as you know, but some people need encouragement. Some people need to hear about somebody else to make them feel better.
Their testimony.
You don't even think that that's what you're doing, but that's what it is.
You're being used to be a
to fulfill somebody
person.
Or to make somebody feel better. Yeah. She was like,
she didn't even think of it like that.
Well, what about you and this, huh? Yeah, it's true. Well, what do you get from doing that? Or what? Yeah, and I was telling her, and she was like, wow. You know, but it's true.
It's true.
And you don't have to think of it as monetary or, but you can, I'm okay. Like, what do you talk to me for? What do you talk to me?
Oh, girl, I'm still trying to figure out.
did you break wind?
No, I feel like I would need to.
Like, all the cold, I was like,
oh, y'all gassy
it's
today.
It's not today.
And it's sweaty. No, don't. Are you throwing hints?
No, me. I'm beating.
I am beating.
I know.
Because I got this wig on, too. So you know how I'm hot. Okay.
I'm having a Benicia moment.
Okay, please.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I talk to you because you can listen. And you're open.
But will you need someone to? Do you need someone?
No.
To listen? Oh, shut your ass.
Oh, my God. Just like he opened the door for me.
Well, I thought I did.
That's why she thought you were listening.
No, I thought I did. I really
you did it.
I probably intended to, but I probably had some things going on in my life.
I know, no, seriously.
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
But he enjoys the way you listen.
I don't. But I'm very.
What do you mean? You just said it.
But I'm appreciative.
Yeah.
But I don't need it.
Someone's calling.
I definitely don't need it, and that's why I shouldn't be over here.
No, oh my God.
Yeah. Okay, so you answer the question.
So for me, of course, I have forgiven myself for everything, and especially for allowing people to mistreat me. Most definitely, if I didn't 100%.
And even people, family members.
Yes.
What about people that violated you?
Absolutely.
Ooh, that's why
that's
I said
a
in,
piece.
In certain situations I have
every situation because one situation does not
this damn Oprah.
No, for real, every situation because if I hold on and harbor to bam go.
Okay, so we have done our questions, you answered all of them. I'm serious, and we have some good ones in there. We do, but we're gonna have to probably try to come back and do them.
Yeah, we're going to have a part two next week. We're not done with the questions, but we will be on
There's
time.
There's so many in here.
Yeah, that's what I said. Look it's a lot of questions.
There's so many in here.
But, you know, we have to pay the bills. And the bills only allotted us an hour. So, we will come back with you guys next week with part two of Getting to Know Us through the Tito's Bag.
No, what? I needed to blast that ass real quick.
Oh.
Whoever is sending pictures to my family members, screenshots of a public fucking social media account.
Wait a minute,
would you please stop it? Like, I'm blasting fake ass family asses today. Like, stop sending screenshots of my social media to my uncle and my people. The shit is public. They can see it. If I'm showing titties, who the fuck cares? And go get a life and take your meds, bitch. Like,
oh, so you know who it is?
Of course I do.
Is it
and then my question is, why are they so comfortable going to my uncle? Talking shit about me. Y'all weren't talking about nothing else I was doing, how my kids make all A's, how I'm doing NFTs, cryptos, got a trucking company, a podcast. You want to talk about my titties to an uncle that raised me? You're a damn pervert. You're nasty. And why are they going to you and talking to you, uncle? So why are they so comfortable talking shit about me? Because when I get up, I'm the one discussed at tables. And family got to stop being fake. You got to stop being fake, okay, y'all? And stop stirring the pot. Stop causing dysfunction. Let's break these generational curses. So y'all playing and trying to defamate people's character. I want to make sure that y'all know that I'm going to continue to blast your asses. Okay, Kanko Queen. And whoever else sending the damn screenshots, y'all just go on my social media and enjoy it, bitch. Like the shit. Why you sending screenshots? So that's the blast that ass for me. Okay? And y'all know how I am about fake family. It does not take blood to be related. It takes loyalty. So I'm going to continue to blast y'all asses. Y'all keep playing with me. Take it out on the EC connection. Give us an EC connection.
It's not.
That's what he calls it. EC? No. EC what?
Takeaway.
EC, wait.
The EC takeaway?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll do a little EC takeaway, but are you done ruining anybody else's turn?
Let me see. I might not. Don't encourage me. Okay. Because that, you know, I'll keep going. Yeah, but y'all on the cool. Y'all stop being fake family. If you don't like your family, don't deal with them. Please don't hate them. I want to be amongst people that talk about growth, spirituality, humbleness, learning how to get money, not people that are sitting there talking about other people.
All right. And to her family, please.
Stop it. Because he will blast that ass. I'm
going to blast that ass. Okay.
I mean, let me ask you something. Do you care?
I don't, but I love clarification. I like people to know that I know your hand. I know you on fuck shit. And I know where you coming from. So when I act distance from you, that's why you sending screenshots, because you don't have my number, because you don't have access to me anymore. So all you can do is come up with some fuck shit and try to taint my name and tarnish my character. So,
well, I can just give you a little bit of advice.
Is this your EC take?
It
could possibly very well be.
No, it is.
But I will definitely just say like this. It doesn't matter what that family member is doing. It truly, truly doesn't matter, because you can remove the most amazing power. It's only power. And that is your goddamn attention. That's it. You don't have to be attentive to it. You don't have to at all. If you don't want to hear about it, you can tell whoever it is that is bringing it to you, don't bring it to me.
And you know what? And I asked them, I said, why are they so comfortable bringing it to you?
That is a question that needs to be asked.
That's what I always ask. And why are y'all grown asses?
I can answer it. Because they talk about you too.
Oh, they talk about the messenger.
Well, my thing
is, a dog always carry a bone. My mama say,
if a dog gonna take a bone, it'll carry a bone.
Oh, and they've done some dirty shit too. The person that brought me the message and the person that sent the message has too. So damn. Mm-hmm. And boom. Keisha is always on it with these damn haters.
But then again, you just do like the Wiz. Nobody bring me no bad news. But the thing is, know who you are. Stop waiting for the world to tell you who you are. And that's it. And
I love it.
I'm going to go ahead and let Keisha take us on up out of here.
And then did y'all hear my baby on the end? Please listen.
She does
to her.
It is so cute.
Yeah, but I'll give you a get up moment next week since we got to get the hell out. So
I love the real now. Okay, well, y'all make sure y'all go to @_elasticconversations. That's @_elasticconversations. Peace.
Where's that at?
It's going to be on Instagram. iHeart, Spotify, Apple. YouTube, Apple. @_elasticconversations.
So I love you guys, and we'll definitely see you next week.
Peace.
Woo! Get into it, y'all.
Don't forget to click like, share, and subscribe to Elastic Conversations, and remember to turn on those post notifications. Bye. See you next time.